this is the place Heritage Park. What is Heritage Park?
Well, it's a location in Utah where when the Mormon pilgrims came across the Rocky Mountains and into the Salt Lake Valley, their leader Brigham Young said this is the place, and that's what became Salt Lake.
I see. Are you Mormon?
And yes. Not a practicing one, but yeah, I was raised Mormon.
Brennan?
Catholic.
Catholic.
We're all
okay.
Mm-hmm. We're all different.
All right. So anyway, on to number 14. What is it?
This park is they've brought in a lot of old historical homes into this park and different buildings from the pioneer days and have made it a park. And they've experienced a lot of ghost activity in some of the buildings. And we were there on an investigation, and Brennan was in one of the houses, and he was by himself. And you're going to hear him say, I'm going to walk down and try to find Brian, who was the head of this park. Let me look here. The time stamp is 8:23, so at 8:23 I'm leaving now. And you hear him close the door, and then a man says, get out.
Number 14.
I'm going to walk down and try and find Brian. So let me look here. Timestamp is 8:23. So at 8:23, I am now leaving.
That's way too clear. Too clear, and it's also angry. It is what it is. Get out. Not good. Not good.
But you know us, we always go back to the location that we're told to get out of. So.
Yeah. I wouldn't. I'm being honest with you. I wouldn't. If I came home and I turned on my recorder, even after the hours, and I heard that, would I go back? No, I would not. Number 15, please.
Yeah, well, number 15, this was again recorded in the same building as the previous voice, and whatever was in this place just didn't seem to like me. It just seemed to want to mess with me or make me upset. And in this clip, you're gonna see why. I was in the house by myself. I had our two-way radio so I could contact everybody else, you know, who were spread out all over the park. The park is huge. I mean, it's comprised of, I think, 40-something buildings, I believe.
At least.
So, I mean, we were all spread out in different buildings, and the only way to keep in contact was with these radios. Well, my radio started to malfunction. I was talking to everybody perfectly fine, and then all of a sudden it stopped. I tried radioing them, and I didn't hear anything. And this clip, you're going to hear me doing that. And it's almost like something keeps coming in and trying to, I don't know, just mess with me, I guess is the best way to describe it. I talked to the rest of the investigators, and they claim they never heard me when I was trying to radio them, even though whatever's messing with the radio, it sounds like it had heard me. Anyway, all this happens, radio goes off, and at the very end, when you hear me just get so frustrated with not being able to, contact them, you're going to hear it's an EVP of a woman that she says that was funny.
Okay, well, an apparent sense of humor on the other side, I don't know. Number 15, please.
Okay, what was that? I know I'm not just magically picking stuff up here. Okay, I was talking to you guys perfectly not even a few minutes ago. Hello? This is fantastic. Yeah. I'm getting your page. was that? That kind of sounded like a kid.
Okay, this ain't cool.
Yeah, okay. I'm getting your pages. Why can't you answer me? Okay, I've got your page. Can you hear me now? I couldn't understand anything you just said. It comes in for, like, not even a second. And if I have to walk 10 houses down, I'm going to be upset.
Okay, I'm putting this down.
Seriously?
I'm shutting this off. I'm great. Hopefully that wasn't worth anything. Okay.
That's a long clip. We won't play that again. But, you know, I thought she was saying that was funky, not funny.
And very possibly she did, you know.
Either way, gee, Brendan, you sounded a little frustrated there. I could hear the pages coming and everything.
I was not happy. I mean, it was cold outside. I think it was almost snowing that night. And I was thinking, I'm going to have to walk, you know, like a half a mile to find anybody else.
And that was so responsive. Either way, it was funny or funky, it was responsive.
Right.
All right. I want to be sure we get to open lines in the last hour, because I want, if people can shoot holes in what we're hearing tonight, I want to hear what they are. Number 16, please. What's number 16?
Okay, this is in the same house. Barry experienced the same type of thing, noises and stuff going on in that house on a different occasion when we were there. And it was like whoever is in there doesn't like anybody in there. You're going to hear Brendan trying to radio us again.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, hello, does nobody's radio work? And there's loud radio static, and then there's a EVP that says, I don't like you.
Hmm. Number 16, roll it.
Hello. Okay. Does nobody's radio work? Oh, my.
I don't like you. I don't like you. I don't like you.
Oh, that's so clear. Obviously, not a friendly place, not a friendly voice, and not a happy camper at all.
not so much.
I wouldn't be going back there. I just wouldn't do it. I'm going to play it again, number 16, one more time.
Hello. Okay. Does nobody's radio work? Oh, my.
Altogether too clear. My goodness.